Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And all the Browns. How can the Browns beat the Ravens and the Steelers and not anybody else other than Jacksonville? You got to help me, Dan. It's mind-blowing to me that sometimes this team can put things together. Now, I know yesterday was weird. There were kind of elements and all that stuff. But, you know, against the Ravens, they look pretty good. And Kevin Stefanski talking about Jameis Winston last night, he found a way to win. He was able to overcome a fumble and an interception to still pull off the victory when it was all said and done. How was his team, like, how does that happen? It's mind-boggling.
Well, you know, Andy, once you get in between those white lines, you throw out the those guys go against each other.
Where were the white lines last night?
Good point.
Thank God for that man that paints the white lines on the highway. Oh, that's two Michael.
That's two Michael.
Two Michael references one day.
This is the thing with the Pittsburgh Steelers is they play. If you've watched the Steelers at any point this year, you've known they play a really ugly style of football, especially sure. In the offensive end. The difference of having Russell Wilson in there is that he'll push the ball down the field a little bit more. Russ could still throw a deep ball with the best of them. He just doesn't as mobile as he used to be. And, you know, they're helping him along the way with the running game and all that stuff. And the minute you've got a team that plays an ugly style of offense and a really good defense, it kind of puts everything on the table. And it's, you know, the Browns offense got the job done. That's the only way that you could put it. They got the job done. Was it the prettiest win you're ever going to see? No, of course not. Mm-mm. But there isn't a college football playoff committee that I got to worry about figuring out where they should be seated. A win is a win. A win is a win that's a win. And you take it any way you can. Why did this happen? I don't know, Andy. Football's a silly sport. That's all. Maybe that's what we just chalked this up to.
All right,
a silly sport.
Let me give you the other mind-boggling stat from last night. Help me with this one. 1 for 10 on third down.
This is
4 for 4 on fourth down. What?
They're the worst team in third down in football. And I don't know where their numbers sit on fourth down, but I can look those up. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Do you know how bad that Bengals game hurts right now? So the Browns are still less than a 1% chance.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know. Who's
winning right now?
Here's what separates the Browns from the Bengals. That stupid game against the Bengals. If they just would have won that, even that would have given us a little bit more hope. Bengals are 4-7. They have a 13% chance. And we're 3-8. And we have a less than 1% chance.
Who's just winning right now with you playing that game?
Aggravation.
Why? This is a party. You beat the Steelers at home in a snow globe.
Is everyone so, like, you're the sixth person that's a snow, like, even Daryl was like, oh, this is like playing in a snow globe.
Because it looked like a snow globe on TV. It was unbelievable. You couldn't even see the ball. You couldn't figure out where it was. Poor Al Michaels was doing his best. He was screwing up players left and right because he couldn't see. It was unbelievable. I mean, just think about what you watched the night before, and we're coming out here going, well, I wish they would have beat the Bengals.
I wish they would have beat the Bengals. Sorry. Don't give me the Eeyore stuff. I'm not the only person in Northeast Ohio that sits here. I talked about this last night. I'm like, how do you beat the Ravens, you beat the Steelers, and you can't beat the Bengals?
This is a lost season with a bunch of negativity around it. We can all point to the negativity at any given point. We've got a lot of time to point to all those negative things and what needs to get fixed. But for right here, right now, damn it, enjoy it.
Okay.
Exactly. Enjoy it.
Can you stop banging the table?
No, you've angered me.
Oh, come on.
You've hurt me.
You're going to hurt your hand.
Oh.
I'm looking out for you, man.
Be the first time, won't be the last time. Anyway.
Hey, can I give it up for our fans too last night? Let me hang on. I was petrified that last night's game was going to be a hootin' hollering yinzer fest at our expense. And when I first walked into the stadium, I did see a lot of black and gold. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. This is what I think it's going to be. And then, you know, we do the pregame show from the Cardiac Club, and I kind of was like, this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So I don't know if people from Pittsburgh didn't want to buy the tickets, or good job out of Browns fans for raising the ticket prices and making it so it was hard for the Yinzers to get tickets last night. But I didn't – yes, there was a good amount of Steeler fans there, but you had no impact on me. You had no impact on the way I watched the game. As I looked around the bowl, yeah, I could see yellow here and there. It was just like, I don't know. But Browns fans came out in full force last night, and they were excited, and they were happy, and they stayed till the end, too. That was the other thing. They stayed till the end last night.
Of course, it's not like if you would have left earlier, the weather would have cleared up.
I saw a couple Steelers fans leaving early, like fourth quarter.
Well.
And the Steelers fans that you know I happened to run into that I did talk to, they were like, oh, we expected to lose. It's Thursday night football on the road. This is what we do. This is what we do.
Sorry, they all count the same way in the win column.
Yeah.
I can't get mad about this. I see no downside to this. This was a blast. This was a much-needed win. This was a minute. This was a moment in time where a franchise needed a win so badly because we had all been so down on the dumps. And now, all of a sudden, I'm not – look, we're not getting nuts here. We're not saying playoffs. We're not doing any of that nonsense.
No, it's still less than 1%.
Of course. But more than anything, you took down your biggest rival in your own stadium. I'll take it. It's a silver lining win. I'll take it. And I'm over the moon, and I'm going to celebrate it, and I'm going to enjoy it.
All right, let's take a phone call. I want to hear from you today. I want to hear how good you're feeling. If you're rolling out of bed from last night's game, bravo. You slept till 10:30.
Drink some water.
Ryan is in Columbus, where the Buckeyes will play the Hoosiers tomorrow. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, Menigan. Andy, high five to both you gentlemen who was at the game last night. I tell you, everything you guys alluded to was just exactly what it was. Andy, you made a great point, man, and it was in my head, too. I'm thinking, okay, man, I'm going to get to this game. I'm going to cheer my butt off, but I guarantee I was set in stone. There's going to be 50% Browns fans. Ironically, the crew that I usually go with, they went to New Orleans. They were just so dismal with that loss. They said, you know, forget it. They didn't want to go. So I had a bunch of other people I went with, which was great. As soon as they showed up, that dog pound was hardcore, man. I was standing right next to the fat guy who had no shirt on. We were kind of cheering for him the whole game because he was turning purple, man. He, again, it was just that unique scenario. It was an atmosphere that was so playoff-bound type of get in your face. Every single play, everyone was attentive, standing up the whole time. It was hair on the back of your neck stands up because he was so proud to be a Browns fan because I didn't know what it was going to be like, Andy, like you said. I really thought it would be like week one versus Dallas where 30% of the stadium, if not more, was Dallas Cowboy fans. I'd say 15 to 20% was Steelers fans, but they were nowhere near as rowdy and ruckus as we were. And again, man, I was getting pelted with snowballs because there was some Steelers fans in the dog pound, and they were trying to hit them. It was like the 80s again. We're going to the game.
Rhino, didn't you think it was weird? Like, and you could see it up high. I don't know if you could tell from the dog pound, but the way the snow came into the stadium last night, it was significantly less in the western on the west side of the stadium than it was on the east side of the stadium. So if you're trying to move the ball, you know, into the dog pound area, there was a ton of snow over there. Where on the other side, and by the way, can we give it up for the grounds crew last night? Man, those guys. They were out there. They were shoveling. They were blowing the snow off. Congrats! Thank you, ground screw. Thank. I don't know if anyone else is saying it, but thank you for doing your best last night to keep that game moving. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Ryan.
Just a quick thing. Talk to Hody because I sent Hody some video footage of the snow that was coming down hardcore, and I mean like a blizzard. And then again, like you alluded to, a snow globe, and obviously, Darrell Ryder. It was insane, and it was awesome. And the adrenaline was just. It was just surreal. Because, again, I've been in a lot of atmospheres, high-octane, Ohio State, Browns, whatever. Something about that game, we knew it was lackluster. The season is lost. But something in us just said, you know what? We're not going to go quietly into the night. We're going to showcase the, you know, what we are as Browns fans. And the team showed up. Everyone showed up. I mean, it was just an awesome atmosphere, and it'll never be forgotten. But anyway, Menigan, Andy, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Rhino. We appreciate you on a Browns Therapy Friday.
And that's the thing with this. Does it matter in the big picture stuff? I don't know. Probably not. Like you're saying, 1% chance playoff. But, man, primetime island game. It was the only game that was on. Everybody had eyeballs on it. You had every social media you could possibly imagine blowing up talking about this game. During it, how nuts it was. And the Browns ended up getting the win out of the whole thing when everybody had their eyes on it for all sorts of...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Different reasons. Like, I can't help but celebrate this. This is awesome.
There are a lot of people that like to watch the Browns train wreck, though, too. And absolutely. I don't know if it's about the current players, but...
And there's plenty of times for that.
Brett is in Berea. Hello, Brett.
What's up, Brett?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I know you're going to hate this, but please just hear me out. Glad the Browns won, but we didn't lose, but we still are losers. And let me explain why. What you saw last night was a group of guys who decided they wanted to win and they wanted to play and they had some motive to play. And we saw that they played hard. They wanted to win and they won. We haven't seen it enough up to this point and we probably won't see much more of it going forward. So good win, fun win. Thanks for taking my call, but boy, I sure hope that things change organizationally now so that the next decade is a lot better than the past decade.
Well, here's the problem that I have with that one, Brad, is I think we have danced around it quite enough to realize that something took place and somebody left the field at one point in the season, and all of a sudden the offense seemed to have waken up a little bit. And you can look at everybody still has a bad taste in their mouth over the New Orleans game. I get it. But in a season that was lost because your offense was horrific, now all of a sudden your offense is passable. Like, that's the word I would use to describe Jameis Winston at the head of this thing. It's passable. And maybe that's the culture change that was needed, is getting somebody in there who is passable at quarterback. I'm not saying great. I'm not saying good. I'm saying passable. I'm saying the fact that I could put Jameis Winston out there and I know I'm going to get the Jameis experience. Probably going to be 2 turnovers. That's Jameis. That's the way life goes. You're also going to have a chance to push the ball down the field. He's also going to go through all of his reads. He's also going to hit receivers in stride. He may do 2 to 3 to 6 things that are going to make your head spin. But at least I have the idea that the quarterback is going to throw the ball more than 7 yards down the field at any given increment. That's my Deshaun Watson complaint until the end of time. Like, this offense changed. It has gotten better with Jameis at the helm than where it was. So, sure, if you want to sit there and go, well, everything sucks, you know, they're going to have a high draft pick, whatever, fine. It's your prerogative. I'm not going to tell you how to feel. But, boy, I don't know if the full rollover is taking place after that one.
Brett checking in from 100 Acre Wood. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, let's come back. We'll do a little bit more Browns Therapy Friday. You want to talk like that? You can talk like I'm going to live in the moment for today. I do know it's a long season, and I did bring up some stuff that I probably shouldn't have early on, but that's okay. Who cares? Let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy the win today. And after all, that was still the Steelers on the other side of the field. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps without the Phelps and with the Menigan.